This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday on whether a Colorado man convicted of stalking in 2016 should have been protected by the First Amendment. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
At issue is whether the man, who sent thousands of messages to singer-songwriter Coles Whalen, was actually threatening her. She was fearful of her life and hired a bodyguard and bought a gun because of those messages. The man's attorney argued to the high court he never intended for those messages to be threatening, and that imprisoning someone for speech is a slippery slope. How the court will rule is still uncertain, but a simple majority of the justices seemed poised to change Colorado's standard on how it convicts people for stalking. A ruling is expected in the next 2 months. I'm Allison Sherry in Washington, D.C.
Workers at the largest potato plant on Colorado's eastern plains say they weren't given proper notice of a mass layoff. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The group of former employees at ProHealth say the company fired them suddenly from its plant in Ray in 2021 and replaced them with seasonal visa workers. Many large employers in Colorado are required to give a 60-day notice of mass layoffs, which the workers claim ProHealth did not. The group's new lawsuit in U.S. District Court seeks pay and benefits for the two-month notice they should have gotten, as well as interest. The company didn't respond to a request for comment. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A snowy winter has the Colorado Department of Transportation planning to ramp up spending on winter maintenance and emergency repairs. CDOT's Jason Smith says quick-fix patches aren't cutting it on major roads like Highway 40 near Winter Park.
So it's almost an endless battle that we're fighting right now. So until we can get up there and do more of a permanent fix with hot mix asphalt, it'll just become worse and worse.
The department wants to spend an extra $45 million on repairs and maintenance. The State Transportation Commission will vote on whether to approve the money later today. And Colorado's snow country has more snow today and into the weekend. This is CPR News.